Dictation for Sharon Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, August 22nd, 43. Address as a letter to Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 593-3385. Dear Dr. Bennett, a follow-up for Sharon, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit May. She is establishing with you in the near future, has been a patient of Dr. Poff, P-O-F-F, which has retired. Since the last visit in May, denied hospital admission or emergency room. Weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, no changes in urination, and nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. A stable edema, no claudications, a stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no smoking, no inhalers, oxygen, or CPAP machine. Denies palpitations or syncope. Uses a cane. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. She stopped herself the Eliquis for blood pressure, Norvasc, metoprolol. She takes theophylline for her lung problem. She lives alone, but son helps. Next paragraph, present weight 146, blood pressure by nurse 157-101. Lungs distant clear without pleural effusion consolidation, no wheezing, no respiratory distress, no pericardial rapt, no ascites tenderness. I don't see edema. She looks frail, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is creatinine 1.6, which is baseline, representing a GFR 32 stage 3B. Normal potassium acid basement, no decrease of sodium. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 11.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. Lightly diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, no dialysis. Blood pressure in the office poorly controlled. This needs to be checked at home before medications needs adjustment. There is anemia but no EPO treatment. Other chemistry is stable. For blood pressure control, we could add a diuretic. As prior higher dose of Norvasc has caused edema. All questions answered, end of dictation.